Hey everybody, Fish and Frank here. Yeah, it's Fish and Frank and Captain Mike Myers on a hidden location. Right, we're not allowed to talk about it, but you know, when you get these hidden spots, we're secret society here today. And we're here to discuss the variables of hooks.
Do we get a ring like the Masons get?
I think so.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to wear a different ring.
So
I got to keep this one, by the way, just in case my wife, you know, she'll get mad at me.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Why are we still playing music here? Okay.
We like music. We're musicians.
Like music. It's fun. All right. We're going to discuss tournament circles, worm hooks, circles, J hooks, wide gaps, octopus hooks, live bait hooks, inline hooks, offset hooks, live wire, light wire hooks, sports circles, sure set circles, mosquito hooks, chemically sharpened hooks, cutting points, needle points. Let's see, Carlisle hooks, Aberdeen hooks, O'Shaughnessy, Cayley, Weedless, Beak, Long Shank, Short Shank, Slice Shank, Treble, Double, J, Treble Replacement. You have worm hooks, and there's round bend, wide gap, twist lock, weighted, super line, drop shot, and swim bait hooks.
You know, you lost me at like and circle and J.
I mean, I just started writing, like O'Shaughnessy's, an old-style heavy J-hook, or an Aberdeen.
I've heard Aberdeen.
They're that light wire, and it's a bent wire hook. It's not a forged hook. And that's more for, like, bluegills, crappies, freshwater stuff. But I was just went over to the wall and started writing some of that stuff down, and just to see how many different names of stuff we had over there. Because we were talking about setting hooks. And now, when you have a standard J-hook, do you do circle or J-hooks, Mike?
I do both, actually.
Okay.
Because I can't remember all those names.
Well, I was...
Right?
And that was just a couple minutes of... I walked down the wall just writing down some of the names. There's more than that over there.
I mean, I was sitting there staring at the wall a minute ago, getting ready to buy a whole bunch of hooks, and I don't remember all those names. I think I just blank out and just go for what I know.
You look at the hook in the package.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know some of the names, but, you know, 30-some years of doing this, you do remember a few.
Exactly.
But different ways of hooks. Like, if you have a circle hook, you don't set it.
Correct.
You just reel. Now, that did change grouper fishing and snapper fishing, because for years we sold those 7-foot and, you know, longer bottom rods, because you would need that long rod to take up the stretch and get a hook set on a fish.
Yeah.
But nowadays you get circle hooks, so all you're going to do is reel.
Reel, reel, reel.
So we're down to using very short, you know, like the those jigging sticks and stuff. They're short, they're lightweight. It has made grouper fishing a lot nicer. Although, you know, it comes into part of floor, where if you're going to catch and release, you use whatever hook you want. J-hooks, circle hooks, treble hooks. I mean, as long as you're not keeping the fish, there's no real, you know, whatever you want to do. But
there's no real reason to even have a...
So, somewhere or another, somebody in the state decided circle hooks were the best thing to catch and release. And now, I don't agree with it, because I can't get them out of the fish. I think I kill a lot of fish trying to get the hook out. I don't...
Bigger fish is not so bad, but trout and stuff like that, it's horrible. Yeah, I agree.
I'm just not... I'm not a circle hook fan.
Like with a grouper, if you take that circle hook and you put it around that little clasper, basically, that he has on the side of his mouth, you can twist it right out of him. But a trout, you can't do that with. A snook, you really have a hard time doing that with.
You know, I think I hurt more fish with a circle hook than I help. But some people, circle hooks are good for it. But then we're talking about J-hooks, where you set the hook.
Right.
And with a standard J-hook, and it gets its name because it looks like the letter J.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to tell the difference between a circle hook and a J-hook is, a J-hook, you have the eye at the top, the shank goes down, comes to the bend, and when it comes up to the point, the point is pointing straight up and in the same direction as the shank. But a circle hook, the very point of the point,
right,
the tip of the point, points back at the shank of the hook.
Yep.
Where, you know, right below the eye.
And some of them point directly back at, which is a tournament circle hook, which is an inline, and then you also have the one that's offset a little bit, which is pretty much pretty close to a J hook.
Yeah, because it's set off to the side so that if it's dragging across something, it can still dig in.
Right.
Which kind of, okay, that takes away from the circle hook.
But the law does state in state waters and federal, Gulf of Mexico,
inline circles. Yep. And there's two ways the package will be marked. One is inline, the other is tournament.
Right.
And so if your package says inline or tournament, you are using a legal hook in the Gulf of Mexico. But if it just says sport circle or sure set circle or something like that, those are usually offset. And the only way you can really tell the difference, lay them on the edge of a table with the eye hanging off the edge of the mm-hmm. table, and then put your finger on it. If it rocks back and forth, it's an offset.
Yep.
If it lays flat, it's an inline.
Inline. Now, also, that law only applies to reef species.
Reef so that kind of don't have to do it on sheephead yep. or redfish or snook or trout. There is no
or whatever well, hook. I think amberjack you do, don't you?
I don't think
so. Is that
so.
A reef species?
I don't know.
I know cobia, kingfish, all that. You do not have to have a circle hook.
I don't know about amberjack. I'll look into it. But, you know, so with circle hooks, you don't set. You just start reeling.
Right.
But you do have to reel. Keep pressure on the fish because if the hook goes slack at that moment, or if you jerk on the hook, that actual bend over of the tip will bring it right out of the fish's mouth.
Yes.
Now, with J hooks, you can set your hook by lifting the rod up or to the side or even down.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter as long as you pull on the rod with a sharp jerking motion.
Yep.
That sets the hook into the fish. But if you're using a Kahle hook, which is a wide bend, K-A-H-L-E, a 37-140 Mustad or the Eagle Claw version of it, which I can't remember the thing, but use them a lot shiner fishing. Now, I use them for trout. Anytime I'm fishing under a bobber, I use the Kahle hooks. But if you set the hook in an upward motion, it's not as good. You really need a side sweep to a Kahle hook to get it set properly. There's a weird one for you.
Yeah, and I just used those for the first time in my whole life a couple days ago.
When you try them on Spanish mackerel, sea trout, anytime you're fishing below a bobber, where do you see the difference? They hook more in the corner of the mouth than a circle hook does.
Yeah. Well, I missed a bunch of shrimp.
Easy to get out. Easy to get out.
Captain Morris Campbell took me out the other day bass fishing, me and Josh.
You're gonna get this in. We're not discussing bobbers, we're discussing hooks. Okay.
The Kahle hook I've never used, and he kept telling me, and of course, obviously, I'm going to pull up because that's what I do. And
right.
He kept yelling at me, nope, you got to go sideways. You got to go sideways. And once I went sideways, I caught fish. It was like that Kahle hook really worked. But you're right. You had to come sideways on it. You had to reel down on that fish and then pulling it I was pulling to the left because that's just the way I fish.
I have to confess I did cheat and I had talked to Morris earlier.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. I talked to Morris for a while about your trip, you and Josh, and what all happened. And that's what kind of got me on the thing for this segment. Was side sweeping on Kahle hooks and mm-hmm. how many different hooks there is and knowing which ones for which. But we're about out of time here. We've run a little bit too long. What's your favorite hook?
I mean, I like circle hooks for a lot of my shark fishing, and I like J hooks for tarpon fishing, and I like lures for everything else.
Yeah,
so
it's really weird.
It's
really hard to say.
Yeah.
And I, too, have certain hooks, but I'm like you. I'm a little broad-based because sometimes I want an octopus. Sometimes I want the – I've even – like when I'm tiny redfish, I use the circle hooks. So it really depends on the circumstances, which hook you're in. Come by the store. See us. Fish and Frank here trying to figure out the wide world of hooks. And we'll get more into it later. But Captain Mike Myers, you're going back to be with Josh and Robert, so –
Oh, it's going to be an argument.
It's going to be an argument. Going back to the argument, back into the fray.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Remember, Fish and Frank's has a store in North Fort Myers, as well as the Experience store here in Port Charlotte.
You still got Experience in Fort Myers. A lot more than everybody else.
No, this is the Experience store.
Right.
It's an experience just walking through the door.
Right. That is the truth. That is the truth.
All right. Bye, boys and girls. Just to eat.